I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 25. Proverbs 19, 25. Proverbs 19, 25 declares this, "Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. And reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge." As my kids were growing up, you that have children, I would always hope that the kids would watch and see what happened when one disobeyed and I had to deal with them. I'd always tell them. I said, "Now listen, for an accident, I'll cut you some slack. For disobedience, there's no slack. And hopefully, the younger ones would watch and see what happened to Gabe, and then Sarah, and then Hannah, and down to Becca, and would learn from it. Would learn if Mom and Dad said that this is what was going to happen. This is what's going to happen." Now, this passage of Scripture deals with learning from that which is obviously God's judgment. Learning from it. Now, before I get into this passage of Scripture, I want to read a very familiar, I'll just read it. It's Romans 8:28. I'm going to read this. This passage came to me. It says this, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." Now, this is what the Scripture declares concerning the knowledge of a believer. And we know, we're convinced by God's Spirit, and it is absolutely settled in our heart that all blessings, all joys, all afflictions, trials, persecutions, calamities, sin, the Spirit of God moved upon Paul the Apostle to write all things, everything, and things that at times are continuing, seems like, all things work together, all things cooperate, all things are fellow workers with everything else. All things are knit together for good, for the eternal good. Everything. I don't know. I can't see often the good in something. But I know this, that everything is providentially brought to cross paths with God's people. May not be comfortable, may not be easy, may not be joyful, but I know this. All things have been purposed, all things have been caused to be brought about. He worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. Everything. I don't care what it is. I don't care. All things work together for good to them that love God. When we say love God, this is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Father, who is revealed in the Scripture to be the electing God. The Son, who is the redeeming God of His people. And God the Holy Spirit, who regenerates all that the Father has given Him. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called, the appointed, and effectually called according to His purpose. All things are the instruments of God Almighty that work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Now, I want us to look at this passage of Scripture for just a minute, knowing that passage of Scripture I just looked at, Romans 8:28, is so. And here's what the Scripture says. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. That is, they will be cunning. They're gonna know something. They're gonna pick up on something. You smite a scorner. Now, if you reprove one that hath understanding, he's going to understand knowledge. Now, this is not iffy. This is the way it is. This is what's going to happen. Now, I want us to just look for just a minute at this two types of correction, two types of punishment, two types of chastening. One of them is set forth as smiting. The other is set forth as reproof. Now, smite. What does that mean? What does the word mean? I want to understand what this script. This word is not going to return void. It's going to accomplish the purpose for which it's sent. I want to know what it means. Smite a scorner. Smite. Strike. Hit. Beat. Slay. Kill. Wound. You smite a scorner. Now, what do you mean? You smite one that speaks arrogantly in his heart, that boasts, maybe not outwardly, but in his heart, and shows himself to mock. You smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. The simple. Now, who are you talking about? Simple. The only way I can set forth the meaning of the simple is to read some scripture that sets forth who the simple are. Here's what Psalm 116:6 says. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, David said, and He helped me. The Lord preserveth the simple. Listen to Psalm 19:7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Now here's who the simple are. They're the objects of God's mercy. They're those that the Lord has been pleased to call out of darkness, those that have been made to see the struggles by the grace of God within. Because of their old nature, they know something about themselves. They know that there's a war going on, a battle going on, and they see it, they admit it, and they bow to it. You smite an arrogant one. One that boasts in his heart and the objects of God's mercy, the simple. Those that are made to take counsel and act prudently. Not in themselves, but they, by the grace of God, they've been given a new heart. They know. You smite an arrogant one and the simple ones, they're going to beware. They're going to take counsel. They're going to, you know. Now you reprove, that is rebuke, correct, convict, chasten, one that hath understanding. A simple one. And he will understand knowledge. He's going to see the profit in the reproof. And he's going to appreciate it. Now here, I know this. That the punishment of a scorner is going to be for the good of those that God has been pleased to show mercy. All things work together for good. Now, what does this passage of Scripture fall in that category of all things? You smite a scorner, and the simple are going to beware. You know, I go back to that illustration. If I had to deal with one of my kids, and all the other three had heard me say, now, if you do that, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to spank you. And when it happened, the other three hopefully would say, if I do that, that's what's going to happen to me. All things. But when it comes to smiting a scorner, what is it in this life that makes the simple beware? What is it? I know everybody goes through problems. Everybody has adversity. Everybody has health problems. Everybody has got some trials and afflictions and adversities. I can't look at an unbeliever and say, well, I tell you what, the reason they're sick is because they're an unbeliever. Believers get sick too. I can't say that somebody over here that's suffering financial problems, well, I tell you what, if they got right with God, they wouldn't have financial problems. Believers have financial problems too. What smiting of a scorner does a believer behold and absolutely learns from it, profits from it? What judgment does a believer behold in the life of a scorner against God that absolutely strikes fear and causes him to realize, but for the grace of God, that would be me. Hold your place right here. Turn with me to Romans 1. I want to read verses 16 to 25. Romans 1, verse 16. There's two revelations from heaven that I'm going to read about right here in these verses of Scripture. Romans 1, verse 16. Paul says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Now, verse 17 and 18 is going to set forth two revelations. And then few verses after that, it's going to give some explanation of them. Here's the first revelation from heaven concerning that gospel that Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of, for therein in the gospel of Christ, therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. In the gospel, there's a revelation from heaven given. What is it? The righteousness of God from faith to faith. The faith of Christ to our believing in Christ. The righteousness of God is revealed. Not my righteousness that I have earned by my works. Oh, no, no, no. In the gospel is the righteousness of God revealed. Righteousness of Christ imputed to God's elect. There's the first revelation. But here's the second revelation when the gospel is preached. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifested in them or to them. For God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal God, a power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. They changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, into birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Now, there's two things revealed when the gospel is preached. Almighty God is going to have mercy and compassion on whomsoever He will. The righteousness of God is going to be revealed from heaven in the proclamation of the gospel. Whenever the gospel is preached, the savor of these three things is always going to be heard. You'll always hear this when the gospel is preached. Man is ruined in the fall. You'll hear that. You'll never hear when the gospel of God is preached. You'll never hear that man is a creature that is able to exercise himself, his will, his power. Not when the gospel is preached. You'll always hear the fiber of man ruined in the fall. You'll always hear redemption by the blood of Christ. For who? All that the Father has given the Son. That's what the Lord Jesus said. I lay down my life as a sheep. You're never going to hear when the gospel is preached. You'll never hear that the Lord Jesus Christ died for all men. You'll never hear that. Never. Not when the gospel is preached. Why? Because that's a lie. The Lord said, I lay down my life for the sheep. Some Pharisees said, won't you be plain with us? He said, I told you. But He said, you believe not because you're not my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. You'll never hear universal redemption. Never. And the third thing that you'll always hear when the gospel is preached is the irresistible calling out of God's elect, redeemed by the blood, regenerated by the Spirit. You'll always hear the fiber of that. It'll permeate that message. Man's ruined, Christ redeemed, Spirit of God calls. Effectually. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. That ends it. That ends it. That ends all debate, you know. That's what you're going to hear. You're going to hear the truth. But the second thing you're going to hear, that revelation right here, is that he that believeth not the Son is going to be damned. A man, a woman dies not believing this gospel right here. I'll prove this, what I'm about to say. God's going to put them in hell. If we are an angel from heaven, Paul says, preach any other gospel than that which we preached on it, let him be accursed. Let God damn him. I'm telling you, does it matter what I hear? You betcha. You betcha. You might say, well, I think you can. It doesn't matter what we think. It matters what God says. This is going to be it. So what is it concerning this gospel? This revelation, these two revelations from heaven. What is it? There's only two from heaven. God's merciful and compassionate to whomsoever He will, and Almighty God is going to judge and damn all that believe not the truth. Right here. Here's the Apostle Paul declaring God Almighty is going to deal in judgment with those who hold the truth in unrighteousness. What do you mean? That's what verse 18 was saying. Romans 1:18, who hold the truth, those who have heard, now listen, that hold the truth. They got it. They've heard it, but they have no heart to retain it. They have no heart to grasp it, to hold it. They're in danger of Almighty God giving them up and leaving them to the pollution of their old nature, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. God Almighty has declared, Isaiah 45:21, there is no God else beside me. A just God and a Savior. There's none else beside me. Smite a scorner, and the simple beware. Now I'm going to bring this down to the brass tacks as I sum this up. What is the smiting that the simple behold and they profit from it? What is it? Let me tell you what it is. Here's what it is. And you that believe, tell me if this is not so. When anyone leaves this world, having made no confession of faith in Christ, who have sat under a false gospel and left this world having made no claim to believe the God of this Bible, the God of electing, redeeming, and regenerating grace, sovereign grace. You let someone leave this world having sat believing something other than this truth. What's the first thing you think? They left with no hope. No hope. According to this word, no hope. No hope. What has happened to that one? God Almighty has left them to do what they wanted to do. And it is absolutely the judgment of God. You smite a scorner, and the simple beware. This is what they're going to say. But for the grace of God, that'd be me. But for God's grace, I would absolutely do the same thing. The blow of God's justice strikes one, a scorner. But actually, it reaches two. The scorner in punishment and the simple in correction. And they're reminded, Lord, thank you. Thank you that you would not leave me to myself. And that other part, in that latter part as we finish, and reprove one that hath understanding. And he's going to understand knowledge. He's going to understand something of the mercy of God. Oh, God Almighty has put away my guilt in the person of His precious Son. Something that God Almighty has shown mercy and compassion to me. Why is it that I would believe God? Why is it that I would absolutely say, I know that if He left me to me, I'd perish? Why did I say that? Because He gave me a new heart to understand that I am a feeble, insufficient, dead in myself rebel, having borne my grief and carried my sorrows by grace. The Lord's given me a heart to cast myself upon Him and say, Lord, save me. Save me. He that hath understanding, he's going to understand knowledge. He's going to understand something God's taught him. And that simple one that God's given some knowledge and has realized that I wouldn't leave this world in my own rebellion and resistance to Him, they're going to also say, I see in me, that is in my flesh, there dwells no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. Lord, thank You for chastening me. Thank You for saving me. It's been good that I've been afflicted, that I might learn Thy statutes. Smite a scorner, and the simple, the objects of God's mercy, they'll beware. They're going to say, and they'll be honest with people. They'll say, and say, listen, Al, I'm going to tell you something. They'll hear somebody say, well, I know it just, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I heard someone say this week, they said, I know we don't all agree on, you know, everything, but as long as we're sincere. I've told many people, you know, Hitler was sincere. I'm telling you, it does matter. I pray that Almighty God bless the Word to the calling out of His people, that we might, by God's grace, see ourselves. This is the way we are. This is the way we're born right here. We're all born scorners right there. But for God's grace, I'd die that way. But you let a man or a woman leave this world apart from believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, casting themselves upon Him, saying, Lord, save me because I can't save myself. God forbid that I leave this world thinking that I have reconciled myself back to God, that I have satisfied God's justice, that I have satisfied His demand for righteousness. No, I haven't. But that He give me a heart to say, Lord, You saved me by grace. You kept me by grace. You kept me by power. You smite a scorner and a simple going to beware. Reprove that same simple man, and he's going to know something of God's mercy and knowledge, to show mercy to whomsoever He would. May the Lord bless these words to our hearts. Amen. All right. Let's